is called Kobe Bryant. It's by an artist from Compton named Young Music. He's here with us today to talk about his love of music, his love of Kobe Bryant. If you can see him right now, he is Lakered out from the hat to the Mamba Forever t-shirt. And I'm not sure what other Lakers stuff you have going on here. Welcome, Young Music.
How you doing?
Good. We're so glad you could be here on the Olympic and Bundy podcast here in West LA. And the purpose of the podcast is to celebrate the people's voices, remembering Kobe Bryant. I want to know what he meant to you, why you wrote a song to honor him, and just your thoughts on how we as a city move forward. But let's go ahead and listen more to your song.
Okay.
Kobe Bryant. Okay. Young Music. How do you spell Young Music?
You spell it YungMuusic.
Okay. Does that have a special meaning besides the obvious?
No, I just, I like to stand out a little bit. So yeah. Just, you know, I have to add the extra U on there and the K.
So, you know, when I Google you, it's going to be a little hard because all kind of different. Right? We got the creative spelling there.
Yes. Right,
so you're from Compton?
Yes.
Born and raised?
Yes.
And you live where now?
Victorville.
All right. Yeah. So you're representing Southern California.
High desert, yeah.
Got a bit of a drive.
Always, yeah.
Yeah, that's
always
the way it is.
If you want it, you got to go get it.
Okay. All right. Let's just talk about how much you love basketball and the Lakers. Is that a new hat?
Not really. I don't really wear hats, but I wear them occasionally. But this specific hat, it's not new, but I just kind of color coordinate, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And talk about your shirt.
The shirt. It's a deep shirt, man. This is like probably going to be like one of my favorite shirts right here. It basically just has, you know, the remembrance of Kobe Bryant on the back. You see it has his daughter and him.
It says Mamba Forever on the front.
Yes.
It's a picture of Kobe Bryant with wings. And it has the dates of Kobe's life and passing, 1978 to 2020. Rest in peace. Let me see the back. You got to maybe turn around. Yeah, you can turn around. Oh, yes. That's the shot we've seen of Kobe and his daughter, the artwork. It's beautiful. So have you always been a Lakers fan?
I grew up, my whole family is about the Lakers. Me, personally, I was more like on football, but, you know, Kobe really stood out to me. He, you know, got in the league really young. So,
yeah.
And it's just his drive, his ambition, and, you know.
And how old are you?
31.
Okay. So yes. You kind of grew up watching Kobe?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I did.
Were you a fan?
Yes.
Because?
I was. His work ethics is crazy,
mm-hmm.
You know, and he's a family man now. So, I mean, I'm a single father myself, so I kind of see, you know, I have a daughter. So,
yeah. So, you know, really, you know what's trending right now? Hashtag girl dad.
So I got to do, you know, I got to do that.
Yeah.
I have
picture
to do that.
You and your daughter. Hashtag
yes.
girl dad. So let me ask you, because so many in the community have been moved by the death of Kobe, his mm-hmm. daughter Gianna, their seven friends, and
yes.
I say friends, even with the pilot who had been his longtime pilot, the seven friends who died with them on Sunday. Does it seem like it's been like a month ago? It just seems so heavy.
Yeah, it still seems so unreal, though.
I know.
Kobe, like, I don't know. I don't wish, you know, that on anybody, but Kobe, mm-hmm. you know, you don't just wake up and think that.
Because he seemed like he would live forever.
Yes.
And it had just, so much to accomplish.
Yeah, it just made everything crazy. It was the same day as the Grammys.
Yeah.
And a lot of people that I was supposed to go with to the Grammys didn't even go because of the situation. I still went, but it was just crazy.
So you being a recording artist, that would be the thing that you do?
Yes.
Go to the Grammys. How was that?
It was, they put it together pretty quick, I should say. They were supposed to do like a tribute for Nipsey.
Yeah.
So they just kind of combined both of them together. So, I mean, they did pretty good with that.
I mean, I thought Lizzo, she had a great, you know, she was so powerful. This is for Kobe.
Yeah, yeah mm-hmm. she did that. I like how she opened that up.
Yeah. And then Alicia Keys, too. I thought she was very tender.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree to that.
How did it feel being in that Grammy room?
You just felt the tension in there. You mm-hmm. felt it.
Really?
Yeah, you felt it. Everybody. Man, did you hear what happened? This is, you know, so.
So even though It's a moment of joy for these artists. It's their big night for a lot of them. Maybe it's a first time there. It's mm-hmm. such a celebration. Did you feel that heaviness the whole night?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you why, because even inside, it was always brung up throughout the show. You know, Run DMC, they did their thing, you know, shout out to them, man. You know, the old school cats, man, they put it down still. Mm-hmm. And they represented for Kobe, too, at the same time. Even getting out, it was just super packed for us.
Yeah.
All around, they had to, like, gate us out and have us go a whole different way. It was crazy.
Well, how was that? Because obviously, you know, I've been to enough award shows to know how they try to block off the traffic. And then obviously the celebrities or those coming in the town cars or the limos go down one route to get into the Staples Center. But then you had this crowd there that had gathered because Kobe Bryant and the helicopter crash was that morning. So as much as they said, please stay away from the Staples Center and LA Live, we got the Grammys, crowds couldn't help themselves.
Yeah. It was everybody was mixed up, honestly.
Could you see the crowds from where you were?
Yeah, they kind of had us. We had security too, so they had us like walk out, but we were still within with the crowd. That's mm-hmm. how packed it was. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, but
how did it feel to look out and see all these fans gathering?
To be honest, I thought it was probably going to be like a riot.
Really?
Yeah.
Because?
Just the passing. It's just. The passing. I just thought it was going to be like a crazy riot, but it was actually all love. Mm-hmm. It was all love. I actually went back yesterday. That's how much, you know, the love was in the air. It was just, I don't know. It's just crazy. It's deep.
How was it different from Sunday Grammy Day when the accident happened from what going back yesterday, which would be Wednesday? It really grown, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was more, it was just, like I said, it was always love. You know, I just thought when that did happen, it was going to be some craziness going on, and it actually wasn't.
Because people were so hurt.
Yeah, it was just, yesterday was more like everybody was just uplifting.
Oh.
You know, everybody, all different races, like,
isn't
came together.
Isn't that so amazing?
Yeah, they actually, everybody was coming together. You know, it was laughs, it was, you know, you seen cries, but, you know, everybody just had a positive energy.
Were you surprised by the coming together at Staples Center like that?
Yeah, I've never seen that.
What about the Nipsey Hussle service?
Nipsey Hussle service was kind of the same thing. It was certain areas was a little bit rowdy, but everybody was still still positive, I would say.
Yeah.
You had a little bit of outbursts on certain situations, but overall it was positive.
So let me ask you, where were you when you got the news about the helicopter crash? How did you hear about it?
I think I found out kind of late. I was going through check-in.
Check-in?
Yeah.
For the Grammys?
Grammys, yeah.
You were already starting your day?
Yeah.
You got there early?
Yeah, I did. And they said it happened in the morning. I found out like afternoon, I should say. Like
you don't ever check your phone?
I do, but
when
we do check-in, I'm just like kind of focused on exactly what I have to do. It's a different task, and you know, you have to go through certain things, interviews, just different stuff. So, one of my friends actually called me and told me what happened. I'm like, what? He was like, man, look at your phone. I'm like, wow. And then later down the line, I found out, you know, his daughter and other people. I was like, wow. Yeah, it just kind of touched me a different way, and I was just like, I don't know. I got home, and I was like, I have to do something, you know. I had to express myself, so just went to the studio and just went in, said some things that was on my mind, got to get it out.
I think that's the beauty of what we're seeing is that people are expressing it. Well, everyone's wanting to express themselves and come together and talk about it and just share and kind of give this emotional group hug is what I call it.
Yeah.
But we're seeing so many murals pop up. We're seeing people go to the different locations like Staples Center or Laker Practice and El Segundo just to kind of be together.
Yeah.
And then the artists, obviously, this is what you do.
Exactly.
This is how you know.
Express myself.
Yeah. So you went in the studio. So let's talk about your career and then we'll talk about the song.
Okay.
So how'd you get into music?
I've always been around music. I started out actually rapping just because of the neighborhood that I grew up in. You know, it's kind of rough. You know, I didn't want to seem soft singing. So as I got older, I say like middle school, used to sing, play around, and found out that I was pretty good. So,
well, you did have a lot of mentors coming out of Compton.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely. Definitely.
Right. Some role models when it comes to the rap music out of Compton.
Definitely. So I just kind of stuck with that and talent shows and so on. And then I just, you know, formed a team.
Were you ever like in choir, or did you have music training, or how did you
I grew up in church. My grandmother, you know, I had to go to church like 7 days.
7 days?
7 days, Monday through Sunday.
Grandma was strict.
You had to go to church.
Grandma didn't play.
Yeah, I was in everything. Praise, dancing, choir, all the plays. I did it all.
So when did you know music was something you really wanted to go for?
When I was like, I say before five, like four.
Oh, early on.
Yeah, I love music. Yeah. Music is everything. I can listen to the same song literally over and over all day. That's how you can tell if somebody is really into music.
So you consider yourself a singer, songwriter too?
Mm-hmm.
Producer at all?
A little bit. Thanks to my producer. Shout out to Marley Mack. He's actually, you know, teaching me like certain things on how to do it when he's not in the studio with me. So I've learned a lot from him as far as like engineering and stuff like that.
You know, you're still a young guy. Where do you consider yourself when it comes to your career? Are you still on your grind? Are you making things happen? Are you connecting with the people you want to connect with?
Yeah, I say I'm kind of in the middle. I'm not exactly where I want to be at yet. I just want to connect more to people that can, you know, put me in a better situation. So I just carry myself not around like my age. I deal with, you know, our older crowd.
Oh, you know? Do tell.
Yeah. I hang around them. They teach you a lot. You just gotta listen.
You have some mentors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
What would you say has been amongst your favorite projects that you've done?
The one that I just released, actually. I've done a lot of projects, but this one I kind of like set on it until 2020 to start slowly
a new single?
Releasing. Yeah. My single is called Duo. That's out right now.
Okay.
Basically, that song is basically about like an app. Like, let me see, like FaceTiming, but it's an app called Duo. So pretty much the same thing.
In this day and age, with a lot of artists releasing their own music, how did you go about releasing your song?
I went through a distribution company, basically, and just went through the terms to make sure my percentages was right. It's better to do that nowadays because everything is digitally and streamed and, you know, stuff like that, download. People don't really do like CDs, but me, I prefer both.
Okay. So the artist we're speaking with is Young Music, who wrote a song in tribute to Kobe Bryant called
Kobe Bryant.
Okay. What'd you want to say in that song?
I just wanted to express how I felt and how everybody else probably felt that didn't have a voice, that couldn't get to, you know, a mic, or, you know, don't really got the talent to really put something out like that, you know? Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to express that and just speak for the people.
Mm-hmm. Give me a line of the song.
Okay, I'll give you the hook. Kobe Bryant, Kobe Bryant, you will be missed. You will be missed. You know what I'm saying? A little something like that.
I might have to put that at the top of the podcast because that was really beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
really
you.
Really beautiful. I love your voice. So
appreciate it.
How long did it take to write the song? Because it's not a long song, right?
It's no, it's not.
Short. Yeah.
To be honest, that song wasn't written. I just freestyled it.
Oh, just went on the mic and just...
I just went on the mic and went in straight all the way through.
Can you give me another line?
It's kind of fresh. I'm gonna be honest with you. It's kind of fresh. I write a lot of songs.
Okay.
I write a lot of songs.
We can just play it. And so you have a lot of, I don't know what you call it. You have track with it. Yes.
Yeah.
Music.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I have some, I have,
I almost track. Like you without the music.
Really?
I've really felt that.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Don't you have a line that I believe it's, you will be missed?
Yeah, that's through the line. I forgot, what did I say?
I have the track. I'll just play it.
We got to play it.
Yeah.
We got to play it.
Yeah.
I'm still getting familiarized with everything because I didn't just do that song. I knocked that out and I did like two other songs that day.
So putting out a song like that does what for your soul?
It just makes me feel good. I like to see the expressions on everybody else's face. I like to make people happy. I like people to feel the vibes of my sound. You know what I'm saying? So if I can do that, that's everything to me.
Mm-hmm. And then do you go back and listen to your song much? I mean, sometimes like we do news projects and people say, do you watch your newscasts? And not always. Nope. One and done kind of thing.
Nah. I'm listening to it all day.
Your own song?
Yeah. I'm listening all day on repeat.
And when you keep hearing the song Kobe Bryant, how do you feel?
Happy, sad, all in one. Because it's like, I mean, he's not with us anymore, but he's in a better place, you know. And I mean, things happen for a reason, you know.
Spoken like a young man who goes to church.
Yeah.
Was raised in the
church. Definitely.
So what do you want the takeaway to be with that song for people?
I just want people to just embrace it and just, you know, I wasn't even expecting like anything from it. I was just in the studio. I did it and I just wanted people to feel it. Mm-hmm. So to have the feedback that I did get back from it is like, wow.
Can you tell me about the feedback?
Yeah. My inbox is like crazy right now. You know,
really?
Mr. Capone, the rapper, he reached out to me, a couple other artists, you know, big artists at that, you know, told me I did a good job with that.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. And it's a small knit community, this music world in Los Angeles,
isn't it? Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I think it was like, what was it? I did it like, what, a day or two ago? The song is like really fresh, so it's not like the same with the Nipsey song, so.
Talk about that.
That was super tragic. Yeah.
Still, in a whole different way.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I had Snoop Dogg was kind enough to jump on our coverage when we had it live with the breaking news of the helicopter crash.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talked about how I can't believe we're here again having to talk about remembering somebody who died way too young.
On the same day. I mean, well, Sunday.
On a Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then you think, too, of both of them leaving behind
Their families. Yeah.
And small children.
Yeah. It's just sad all the way around. Even with the families that was on there as well, you know.
Yes.
Can't leave them out. But, you know, it's just overall, you know, wow. Like, I don't even know what to say about it. It's just sad. It's just sad. You know, but like I said, things happen for a reason, you know, and they just had to do what they
I always do. Wonder what that reason is, though, because sometimes I'm thinking, God, what were you thinking here?
Yeah. It's just still so unreal. You know, you see all the big signs downtown and LA Live. It's just like, wow.
Mm-hmm. So Kobe Bryant, what would you say that he meant to you?
He meant a lot, you know, to me, because, like I said, it's just his work ethics is that's what I pay attention to. He never give up. You know, he want to be the best, the top, you know, and he, even though he's the top, he still goes, you know, he's still pushing, you know, and he also is pushing the others, like with the youth and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I can connect with that because I'm involved with the youth as well.
Oh, tell me how so.
I'm a part of the Black Chambers of Commerce.
Okay.
So I do a lot of community events and stuff like that. And my kids also are talent as well.
Okay.
So they we just got booked, all three of us actually. We just got booked for the Martin Luther King Parade. So we did that.
Oh, that's
nice. We do like the food giveaways and stuff like that to the, you know, the needy and stuff like that. So I'm just real involved with that. I go to the schools and talk to the troubled kids and, you know.
Mm, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, it's really nice to meet you and hear all this.
Definitely, yeah. They kind of, they listen though. They see me, I dress just like them. So.
All right. So who is a dream artist you'd love to work with?
Right now? Oh man, Ryan Leslie. Yeah, okay. Ryan Leslie. He's a singer, songwriter, rapper. The same thing as me, but he's a producer as well. Plays every instrument.
Okay.
Super dope.
Give me another one.
Joe.
Okay.
Singer, songwriter. He's not a rapper, but he's just a soulful singer.
Uh-huh. Is there a neat project that you've done in the past that you just want to tell us about?
Let me see. I've wrote so many songs. It's crazy. Not really.
Okay.
No. The new stuff is the best stuff.
Well, I just appreciate that you were willing to come down and just to share with us your feelings and your thoughts. And I just love hearing from individuals. Yesterday, I did a podcast with a woman who, she was 17 mm-hmm. when her father was killed in an accident.
Wow.
And she had younger brothers and sisters. And just she just talked about how she knew that their innocence mm-hmm. had been, you know, now taken from them, having to learn the news of her father having died in an accident. So there's so many different voices as to how this really speaks to us all in so many different ways. You being a father and having a daughter yourself, being a basketball fan, being from L.A., growing up with the Lakers.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, definitely. It's just everything is just overwhelming, just taking it as it go, you know, and you just got to stay focused out here. You just never know, you know, who's next in line or whatever. So you just got to cherish every day, every moment, every second, you know, in your life, period, you know, family, whoever it is, you know.
So true. So true. Well, I tell you what, Young Music, YUNGMUUSIK. Did I get it right?
Yep, you got it right.
Okay. We'll leave the podcast with more of the song.
Okay.
And they can find you on social media?
Yes. You can find me at The Real Young Music on IG. I'm sorry. You spell it YUNGMUUSIK. Mm-hmm. And everywhere else on social media at Young Music.
Thank you. And we have Dante on camera here.
Yes. Shout out to Dante. Donnie Visions.
All right.
In the building.
Thank you.
Always.
You and DJ is hurting me deeply. Now you're watching over your families now.
Foundation of the amount of work and preparation that it takes to be excellent in whatever it is that you choose to do.